Nothing marks number 46. A tall white house on Lower Belgrave Street, black door, identical to its stucco neighbors. No plaque, nothing to say anything ever happened here. Westminster Council has made sure of that three separate times. This stop is about the name it keeps off the wall. On the evening of the 7th of November, 1974, in the basement of this house, a young woman was beaten to death with a length of bandage-wrapped lead piping. Her name was Sandra Rivett. She was 29. She had been the nanny here for 10 weeks. 7 months later, a coroner's jury named her killer, Richard John Bingham, 7th Earl of Lucan, the estranged husband of her employer. He had already vanished, and he was never tried. The account the jury accepted, built on Lady Lucan's sworn testimony, runs like this. Lucan had come for his wife, not the nanny. The two women were of similar height, and the basement was dark. The upstairs kettle was broken, so it was Sandra Rivett who went down to make the 9 o'clock tea, into the kitchen where a man was waiting. He swung the pipe at the woman in the dark. 7 times. When Lady Lucan came down to see what was keeping the tea, he attacked her too. She fought him off and ran bleeding to the plumber's arms on the corner. Lady Lucan survived. Lucan fled in a borrowed Ford Corsair. The car turned up abandoned at New Haven. He never did. Presumed dead by the High Court in 1999, cited for decades from Australia to Goa, never once verified. The disappearance is what made him famous. The murder is what killed Sandra Rivett. The June 1975 inquest returned a verdict of murder against Lord Lucan, the last of its kind in English law. Parliament removed the power in 1977, partly because of this case. It rested on Lady Lucan's sworn identification, a matching length of lead piping in the New Haven car, and his flight. Those are the reasons to believe it. Here are the reasons the door has never fully closed. Lucan, in 2 letters to his brother-in-law Bill Shand KWDD in the hours after the killing, told a different story. He was passing the house, saw through the basement window a man attacking his wife, and interrupted an intruder who fled. His friends repeated that version for decades. Whole books have argued for a hired killer. He was named by a jury that never heard him. No criminal court ever has. Both versions were written down within days, one under oath, one in a fugitive's handwriting, and you may weigh them however you see fit. The one certainty is the one the famous version treats as a footnote. Sandra Rivett died in the basement of number 46. Whoever swung the pipe, the record and the legend agree on her. The case is not called Sandra Rivett. It is called Lucan, 12 books, 2 television dramas, 50 years of tabloid sightings. So here is the other name. Sandra Eleanor Rivett, born 1945 in Cowlesden, Surrey, a labourer's daughter. Nanny training in Croydon, a son, Stephen, in 1966. Every family she worked for said the same, exceptionally good at the job. Stephen was 8 that November, and grew up reading articles that mentioned his mother, when they mentioned her at all, as the nanny. In 2002 he founded the Sandra Rivett Trust, a small charity that exists so his mother's name stays attached to her own murder. The house is a private residence again. Westminster's policy, no blue plaques at sites of crime, none for people remembered mainly as victims. So there is no marker, and never will be. Lord Lucan can have London's true crime industry. Stand a moment at the black door anyway. Sandra Rivett. 29 years old. 10 weeks into the job. That is the name this house does not say.